Welcome back to The Upgrade Effect, the podcast for health nuts, and we are kicking off episode 2, season 2, back to biology class with an episode on DNA. This is going to be a very short episode. Most of my episodes are pretty short, just to give you guys the necessary information. And we kicked off season 1 on cells, the basic building blocks of life, and today we are going to decode your body's most iconic blueprint, and that is your DNA. Now, before your brain flashes back to high school science class, don't skip, okay? Because what we're covering today affects how you age, how your body repairs itself, how you feel, how you sleep, how you respond to food, and even how you pass things on to your children. We're going to break DNA down into very simple terms: what it is, what it does, what it's made of, and how you can actually support it through the choices that you make every single day. So let's start upgrading. So let's start with the basics. DNA is short for deoxyribonucleic acid, and it's a recipe for your cells. As noted in episode 1 on cells, the DNA lives inside of your nucleus, which is your cell's brain, essentially, or command center. Every single thing that your body does is derivative of what the DNA told it to do. The DNA is the instruction manual. The DNA is the cookbook, okay? With all the recipes inside. But instead of recipes for food, it's a recipe for your cells. It tells your body how to make proteins, okay? Which are basically the builders and doers of your body. We are made of many, many proteins. This is why we need to eat protein to keep it replenished constantly. Proteins are the builders and doers of your body. Every single thing your body does requires a protein. Your hormones, enzymes, skin muscles, neurotransmitters, which we will get into all of those things in future episodes, they're all made of proteins. And those proteins are built using the instructions from your DNA. DNA, as I just said, lives inside the nucleus, inside of every single cell inside of your body. You are made of trillions of cells. Every single one of them has your full set of DNA that was determined the moment you were conceived. So the DNA lives in the nucleus of your cell, which is like the brain of your cell, the head office, and it's tightly wound into structures called chromosomes. Humans typically have 23 pairs of them, half from your mom, half from your dad. Again, fully determined at conception. Super wild. I actually mentioned this in the last episode, but every single cell in your body, and there's trillions of them, have a full set of your DNA inside the nucleus of that cell. And these are microscopic, okay? You need a microscope to look at these cells. And given the fact that there's trillions of them, every single one has that DNA, which is tightly wrapped and coiled into these chromosomes. But if you unraveled them and stretched them out long, they'd be over 2 meters long. Inside of every single cell in your body, there your DNA's in each one of them, and it's over 2 meters long if you unravel it. Like, to me, this is mind-blowing. And you want to hear something even more wild? If you strung together every single DNA from every single cell in your body, it could stretch. Are you ready for this? It could stretch from the earth to the sun and back over 300 times. Your DNA is made up of just 4 nucleotide bases, A, T, C, and G. So DNA looks like a twisted ladder. And that's not just a metaphor. It's shaped like a double helix, okay? So imagine a ladder that's been twisted almost spirally like a staircase. This spiral twist is super compact, which helps it fit inside the nucleus of every one of your trillions of cells. So the rungs of the ladder that you would step on are what contains the pair of bases that your DNA is made of. So the sides of the ladder, like the handrails, are made up of alternating sugar and phosphate molecules, okay? They hold the structure together, kind of like the rails of a real ladder. So in a nutshell, your DNA is made out of 4 chemical bases, adenine, thymine, cytosine, guanine, and the sides of the ladder are made from a sugar called deoxyribose and phosphate molecules that are linked together. That is what your DNA is made of. So these 4 letters pair together in very specific ways. A always with T, C always pairs with G. These combinations make up the words that form your genetic instructions. Here's something amazing. You actually share 99.9% of your DNA with every single other human being on this planet. That means all of our visible differences, eye color, hair color, personality, height, body shape, even things like being lactose intolerant, are all determined by that last 0.1% that we do not share with every single human being on the face of this planet. Okay? Freaking wild. You also share about 60% of your DNA with a banana. And as many of you probably know, we share about 98.8% of them with chimpanzees. It's a pretty humbling reminder that life is more connected than we sometimes realize. Now, DNA itself is the full blueprint, but within that blueprint are what we call genes. Genes are specific sections of DNA that code for something, usually a protein. So if your DNA is exactly the same in every single cell in your body, how does my liver cells act different than my brain cells? Well, that's because only the genes needed for liver cells are activated in those types of cells. However, the full cookbook is still there, but we're just going to use liver cell recipes. Okay? Same with your brain. Your brain cells are going to function much differently than your skin cells will. But they both have the exact same DNA, but only certain segments of that DNA, certain genes, if you will, certain recipes are turned on at the time. So the whole cookbook is in every single cell, but only certain recipes are read for certain parts of your body. So think of it this way. If your DNA is a cookbook, genes are the individual recipes. Some people have recipes that include spicy food, aka the genes that process certain nutrients more efficiently. Others have recipes for food intolerances or slower metabolism or faster injury recovery. Okay, only certain genes are turned on for different areas of your body and turned on for different people since we're all different, although 99.9% the same. It's just that 0.1% that makes up the differences amongst each human being. It's freaking wild. So epigenetics is the science of how your environment and lifestyle choices can turn your genes on or off. It's like playing the piano. DNA gives you all the keys, but your environment, what you eat, how you sleep, your stress levels, your exposure to toxins, that determines which notes get played and how often. So no, you're not a prisoner of your genes. They influence how your DNA is expressed. Okay, so you might be wondering, can I actually damage my DNA? And can I do anything to support it? The answer to both is yes. Things like smoking, chronic stress, UV radiation, ultra-processed foods, and even certain chemicals in your environment can cause DNA damage. This damage usually happens when the chemical letters, A, T, C, and G, get knocked out of place. Your cells are usually good at fixing this because, as I will always say, our bodies are amazing powerhouses. They can do so much on its own without us even thinking about it. But too much damage over long periods of time can lead to mutations, disease, or even death. So for the most part, your body can handle certain things getting knocked out of place. But if it happens too much and you're constantly exposing yourself to these types of toxins, this is where we can lead to mutations and diseases or cell death. But here's the good news. Your body has built-in repair systems, and you can help them by living in a way that supports your DNA. In a 2008 study from Harvard University, it showed that exercise actually activates genes that improve brain function. We already know exercise is good for you. But another study from UCLA found that stress suppresses the genes that help control inflammation. That means every single time you move your body or manage your stress, you're literally helping your DNA express itself in healthier ways. I think that's pretty freaking empowering. We are the drivers of our health. Okay, so let's get practical. What does it mean to support your DNA and on a daily basis? Here are a few habits that could actually influence your genes' behavior and help protect your DNA from damage. So the first, foremost, number one, main thing is always going to be your nutrition. You are what you eat. You need to eat foods rich in folate. You need a lot of omega-3s, which support your cell wall. You need a lot of antioxidants, which works against oxidative stress. Oxidative stress means your cells are getting broken down and they're dying and they're becoming unhealthy. You need antioxidants to work against that. So oxidation in your cells is not a good thing and is what leads to most diseases in life that we know of. So you need folate, B vitamins, antioxidants, and omega-3s. You can find folate and vitamin K in leafy greens. You can find antioxidants in berries. Berries are like the most healthy fruit that you could eat. Salmon and flax seeds will give you the nice healthy omega-3s that you need, and nuts and seeds that are very high in zinc and selenium that are absolutely crucial for cell repair. Okay? So nutrition is number one. And yes, hydration matters too. It's huge. I personally have a Kangen water machine that makes hydrogen water out of my tap water. It's free flowing. I have it for probably the next 40 years if I take care of it. probably the best investment I ever made into my health. And it is just drinking hydrogen water all day, every day. So I'm constantly putting antioxidants into my body all day, every day. And gotta tell you, I feel pretty freaking good. Okay, your number two after nutrition and hydration is going to be your sleep. 6 hours is garbage. If you absolutely have to sleep for 6 hours, of course, it's sufficient. But you need 8 to 9 hours a day if you want to get the full benefits of sleep. Okay, so when you sleep, your body isn't just resting, it's repairing. Your brain is rewiring while you sleep. If you learned a new task, your brain doesn't actually rewire itself until you're sleeping. That's when it's able to do all the work and really focus, okay? Because it doesn't have to focus on other things because you're sleeping. Sleep is when DNA damage from the day gets cleaned up. Aim for at least 7 hours a day, but you want 8 to even 9. I personally am in bed every single night by 10 and asleep by 11. Number three is going to be regular physical activity. Of course, it helps upregulate your genes related to metabolism, immune health, and brain function. Doesn't have to be CrossFit, guys. A daily walk, dancing in your room or in your kitchen, whatever gets you moving, all supports your DNA. Okay, and the last is going to be stress management. Okay, don't go get wasted if you're stressed. Take a bath, go play the drums, go for a walk, hang out with your friends. Don't rely on substances. And I know we're all guilty of that sometimes, but that is only going to make things worse, 100%. So you've probably heard of DNA tests before, like 23andMe, Ancestry.ca, or genetic panels that promise to tell you everything from your risk of disease to how you might metabolize caffeine, for example. And while those tests can give you insights, they are not a crystal ball. They do tell you your ancestry and where your genes come from. They do have the power to tell you some predispositions that you might have to getting sick, etc., and your certain risks for conditions, but they are not able to tell you your actual health habits, how you sleep, move, eat, think, or feel, or what genes are turned on and off. Can't do that. Remember, your DNA is the script, but your lifestyle is the director. You can't change the script, but you can absolutely change how the story plays out. So here's what I want you to take away from this very short episode. Your DNA is powerful, but it's not untouchable. You don't have to be a biologist to support it. You just need to live in a way that respects the code that you were born with. Eat real food, sleep daily, move often, stress less. And remember, the way you treat your body today sends messages for your DNA tomorrow. Okay? Upgrading isn't about being perfect. It's about making choices that give your biology a better chance. You're not upgrading your life by fighting your DNA. You're upgrading by learning how to work with it. So thanks for hanging out with me today, guys. If you learned something new, please share this episode with a friend, post your story, leave a review. It really helps me as I am a new podcast and it helps get this message out to many people. And I know I'm saying the same things every week based on everything I tell you. I always leads to the same things. Move more, eat whole foods. And it's because, guys, it's literally that simple. We are made of proteins, fats, and carbs that are all made of cells. Okay. And the only thing we need to do to support that are the most simple things. Our body is an amazing powerhouse. It does everything it needs to do on its own, but we still need to put good fuel in there to help support that. You don't need all these magic potions, pills that I always say that we just don't need. You can get everything from your nutrition. And I know it seems like simple advice, but because that's how simple it is. It's that simple. Whole foods, move more, and sleep better. So thank you guys, and don't forget, always keep upgrading. Cheers.